Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. It is Monday, and that means Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. Only two more weeks of them after this week. It's going to be sad, I know. I'll have a few more details after this episode. This episode, though, is number 121 in the series and is entitled The Passports. It originally aired on March 3rd, 1951.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family Series, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of Red Letter Desserts.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tap. The Uncle Pudding gets furry.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper. Two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers tonight, they're at the Atterbury's. Dinner is over, and Iris and Liz are upstairs powdering their noses.
Oh, I wish I had a dressing room with a three-sided mirror like this, Iris. I can see myself from all sides.
Yeah.
Ah!
I just saw myself from the back. Let's see. Oh, you're not so bad. Just a little extra blubber here and there.
Iris, let's face it, on me here runs right into there. What did you bring me up here for, anyway?
Well, I wanted to warn you.
Oh, well, thanks for the warning. I won't eat again for a year.
Oh, no, no, it's not about that.
Huh?
I heard Rudolph talking on the phone, and there's another bankers' convention coming up.
Oh, no, those stale affairs.
Remember the last one? That awful hotel and those horrible meals?
I can still taste them, and I can still smell the cigar smoke from those banquets.
How can such a few men make so much smoke?
They don't, Iris. They pump it in through a hole in the wall.
Well, I couldn't stand another convention. Why do we keep going to them anyway?
Because we're a couple of sheep. This time, let's just flatly state that we're not going.
Yeah.
No matter how much they beg us, we'll still say no.
Yeah.
Are we going to do everything our husbands tell us to?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Now, the thing to do, Iris, is march right downstairs and tell them we're not going. Are you with me?
I'm right behind you, girl.
Okay, here we are now, Iris. Be firm.
Let's go.
How's that for a cigar, boy?
Oh, great. A real aroma.
Oh, fellas.
Oh, here they are. We have something to talk to you about, girls.
We have something to talk to you about, too.
Well, this should make an interesting evening. We're referring to a convention.
Yes, yes. We haven't told you, but there's a bankers' convention coming up soon.
No, no.
And that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Well, maybe we read your mind. We know what a rotten time you usually have, so this year we decided not to take you.
Not to take us?
What do you mean, not take us?
But you girls hate conventions.
How can you say that?
We love them. Why, we were just talking upstairs about the great time we had last year.
Yeah, that marvelous hotel and those yummy banquets. I can hardly wait to get my lungs full of that wonderful aromatic cigar smoke.
Well, I didn't think you liked cigar smoke.
I love it.
Oh, well, here.
Wonderful.
What's everybody dancing up and down for?
Oh, come now, girls, be honest. You don't really want to go.
We do, too.
Since when?
Since you don't want us to.
I thought so.
Come to think of it, why don't you want us there?
Yeah!
We were just trying to spare you the displeasure.
Well, we're going. Where's the convention going to be this year?
Yeah, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's no place you girls would care to go to.
Now we're really going.
Oh, you wouldn't like it, Liz.
Where is it? Chicago? St. Louis? Los Angeles?
Paris.
Fort Worth? India? Paris?
Paris, friends?
Yes, Lotus Bud. Where did you think it was? Paris, Illinois?
Paris, France. Now I see why they didn't want to take us.
Didn't want your wives along, eh, sports?
Paris, France. Dear Paris.
Oh, Iris, je vous désirais la Champs-Élysées tout suite l'amour. qu'est-ce que c'est? Comment ça va? Quelle heure a-t-il, n'est-ce pas?
All right, if you're so smart, Mademoiselle from Sheraton Falls. What was Liz saying?
I don't know. I can't understand French.
I thought so. What were you saying, Liz?
I don't know. I can't speak French. But I said something.
Yeah, now, look. The real reason we hesitated about taking you along...
Hesitated?
Is because of the expense involved.
Well, it's really out of the question to take four people. The expense account only provides for two.
I think they have a point there, Iris.
You do?
Yes. Two people will be plenty. Iris and I will tell you all about it when we get back.
Well, George, I know when I'm licked.
Yeah. Now we'll all go.
Isn't this exciting, Liz? We're going to Paris. What clothes will we take?
Don't be silly. We won't take any clothes. Just empty trunks. We'll buy everything over there.
Don't you think you'll be awfully cold on the boat?
Oh, Mr. Atterbury, this is going to cost us.
All right, girls. We'll all go.
Now, get your passport first thing in the morning.
Passport?
Yes, there's nothing to it. You take your birth certificate down to the federal building and they...
What's your birth certificate got to do with it?
Well, you have to prove that you're an American citizen.
Oh, you know I am.
They won't take his word.
But I don't have a birth certificate.
Well, neither do I. Isn't there some other way to prove you're a citizen?
Not unless you happen to be one of the signers of the Constitution.
Well, that lets me out.
Well, luckily, Iris still has her quill pen.
Don't be funny, Rudolph.
It's a shame you don't have birth certificates. I guess you don't get to go after all.
Well, can't they get duplicates down at the Hall of Records?
You...
Oh!
What did you kick me for, Mr. Atterbury?
An accident. Pardon, idiot.
The Hall of Records, eh?
Yeah.
Great. We'll go down there as soon as it opens in the morning.
Okay, we'll go together.
On second thought, Iris, I'll go a half hour later than you.
Why?
Just so no one will get snoopy. We've gone this long without telling each other how old we are. Why spoil a beautiful friendship?
Hello,
get your birth certificate?
Uh-huh.
How was it?
It didn't hurt a bit.
Let me see it.
No. Oh, well, we're old friends. Here.
Let's see. Iris Stitbener, born May 12th, 19, thumbnail. Iris, if you don't move your thumb, I can't see the date.
I know.
Come on, Iris, for your old friend Liz. I won't breathe it to a soul.
You promise?
Promise.
There. Oh, it isn't that bad.
You get around pretty well for a woman your age.
Thanks. Come on, let's go get your birth certificate.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? I thought we were old friends.
See you later, stranger.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm going with you. The office is right here. And take your hand off my elbow. I can still walk, you know.
Sorry.
Ah, good morning, ladies. Oh, Mrs. Atterbury, was there something else you wanted?
No, it's my friend. She wants a duplicate of her birth certificate.
All right. Name, please.
Elizabeth Cooper. I mean, Elizabeth Elliot. I wasn't married when I was born.
Yes. Now, what year?
What year?
Yes. What year were you born?
Well, do you have to have the year?
Well, it would be a big help.
Well, I was born in... Come closer, please.
Yeah?
Not you.
The year.
I was born in... Never mind the comments. Just go look it up, please.
Very well.
Liz.
What?
You get around pretty well for a woman your age yourself.
Iris, did you hear? Well, that was a sneaky thing to do, listening in while I whispered.
I couldn't help it. But I must say, I never would have guessed you were born in 1873.
I was not. It was 1920.
Oh, thanks. I didn't really hear what you told him.
You stinker.
Here comes the clerk.
Well?
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper. I can't find any record of an Elizabeth Elliot born in 1917.
Ooh, what a sharpie.
No record at all?
There was a Ralph Elliot. That couldn't be it.
No, I've always been a girl.
Well, think back, Mrs. Cooper. Maybe I should look in another year.
Yeah, try 1902.
Never mind, Iris. Maybe you didn't look carefully enough, clerk.
Mrs. Cooper, I always look carefully. That's my job.
Oh. But couldn't the cards stick together? Maybe I'm stuck on Ralph.
Well, I'll look again just to make certain.
Thank you.
Liz, That Ralph Elliot, your mother's awfully absent-minded. Do you suppose...
Iris, my mother was never that absent-minded.
I was just trying to be helpful.
Mrs. Cooper, I have checked and double-checked. I have even looked several years either side of 1917, and you are not in my files. You have never been in my files.
Oh, dear. Could you have lost the card?
What? Mrs. Cooper, I have been in this department for 35 years. There are 579,432 names in my files, and I have never lost a baby. Good day.
Come on, Iris.
Oh, this is the strangest thing I ever heard of. You've got to be on record somewhere.
Well, I'm not. You heard what he said.
Well, what does this mean? It
can only mean one thing, Iris.
I've never been born.
Well, it's really surprising how easily Liz Cooper can get herself in a dither about something. Almost as easy as you can make Jell-O, but without any trouble. Because it's so quick to prepare and will set in about 1 hour. Just dissolve your Jell-O in 1 cup of hot water. Then add 1 cup of ice cubes or crushed ice, filling the cup to the brim with water. Stir until the ice melts completely, then chill firm in the refrigerator. And in just about 1 hour, you take out a beautiful finished Jell-O dessert. You can whisk it on the table just as it is, or you can dress it up in a jiffy with sliced bananas and whipped cream, tempting canned apricots, juicy golden peach halves. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors are brimming over with glorious fruit-rich goodness. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Flavors so spring-like and refreshing, colors so bright and gay and sparkling, that Jell-O makes the happiest ending a meal ever came to. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and it's Jell-O for red letter desserts.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we look in on the Coopers once again, they're getting ready to take a trip to Paris. And Liz, who is trying to get a passport, has just found out there isn't any record of her birth.
And so, George, he went back and looked again, and he couldn't find a record of my birth certificate anywhere.
Oh, Liz, there must be some mistake.
Well, that's what I thought, but there isn't. According to the Hall of Records, I haven't been born yet.
Now, honey, you're just being ridiculous.
I am not. Do you realize what this means? If I'd never been born, we've never been married.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, it doesn't mean anything of the kind. Just because you... Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you're right. I'm a bachelor again.
What? What?
I wonder what that blonde secretary at the bank is doing tonight.
Now, see here, George Cooper, you listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm your wife, Elizabeth Cooper.
Can you prove it?
Well, I don't care. I'm not going to have you running around with some blonde secretary.
Well, but honey, you don't have anything to say. You haven't been born yet. I was just teasing. All you have to do is get an affidavit from your mother. That's just as good as a birth certificate.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'll call Mother long distance right now.
I hope she's home. She might still be out gathering nuts.
Now, just never mind those illusions about my mother being squirrely.
I didn't say anything.
Long distance.
I'd like to make a call to Smithfield 493J, please.
1 moment, please.
Now, what is it I want Mother to do?
You want her to make a notarized statement saying when and where you were born.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
How are you, Mother?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Fine, Mother.
Who is this?
It's Liz.
Liz?
Mother, Liz Elliott Cooper, your daughter.
Oh, yes. How are you, dear?
Fine, Mother. Please, now settle down. I want you to do something for me.
Well, anything I can, dear.
Well, George and I are taking a trip to Paris, and
isn't that wonderful? Tell George I'm glad he finally stopped being such a tightwad.
I'll tell him.
Tell me what?
She says to tell you hello.
No.
What's that, dear?
Look, Mother, the reason I'm calling is that I have to have a birth certificate.
Oh, what on earth for?
To get a passport. I've been to the Hall of Records, and they can't find my birth certificate.
Oh, you were born.
Well, they'll take my word for that, but what year? Wasn't it 1917?
Well, let me think back now. Father and I were married in 1912, so it must have been after that.
Well, I think so, yes.
Now, don't rush me, dear. Now, I remember we were in Cedar Rapids when something was born. which one are you?
I'm Liz.
Oh, then that must have been Bill. He was a boy.
Mother thinks. I'm the red-headed one.
Red-headed? Oh, none of my children had red hair.
All right, Mousy Brown.
Oh, yes, Mousy. I remember you. Your name is, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Does that settle everything for you?
Look, Mother, try to think. When was I born?
Well, I think I know how we can figure it out.
Good, good.
How old are you now?
34.
Well, this is 1951. 34 from 51 is 1917.
Good. Now, all I want you to do is write an affidavit to that effect.
Oh, certainly, dear. What do you want me to write?
Well, wait, I'll have George tell me. George, tell me exactly what Mother's supposed to say.
Okay, let's see. I, Adele Elliott, hereby state...
I,
Adele Elliott, hereby state...
That Elizabeth Elliott was born...
Elliott was born.
On June 12th, 1917.
On June 12th,
1923.
Liz, what's this 1923 routine?
Well, George, as long as I have a free choice of birth dates, why not take advantage of it?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Liz, dear, just a minute. What happened to 1917?
Look, Mother, I'm not going to pass up an opportunity like this. Now I can legally be the age I've been socially for the last 6 years.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. say, Liz, if you're 6 years younger, that makes me 6 years younger, too, doesn't it? I'm 49.
And I'm 28. That's how old I feel, anyway.
Well, I like this. Oh, what a laugh I'll have on all the people who said I'd never see 50 again.
Now, Mother, sign it and have it notarized and mail it to the Hall of Records here in Sheridan Falls.
All right, dear.
Here we are, passport office, right in here.
I'll get the door, Mr. Atterbury.
Thanks.
I still say we should go to a better photographer.
Oh, Liz, passport photos always look like this.
But Iris, look at this picture of me.
Let's see.
Exactly.
Well, I'll admit, Liz, you do look a little haunted.
Haunted? I look wanted. Does this picture really look like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I think it's... Oh, wait a minute, Liz. That's my picture.
Yours?
Certainly. Unless you've grown a mustache lately. Here's yours. I had it.
Oh, thank you.
Ow!
Give me that back, Mr. Atterbury. I look better in yours.
Step right up to the counter, please. You're here for your passports, I presume?
That's right.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cooper. Oh, I got a letter here from your mother.
It's an affidavit.
Yes, I know. I haven't taken a good look at it yet. Let's see. Well.
Is it all right?
I guess so, but I must say you're big for your age.
What?
Well, according to this affidavit, you're 18 years old.
18?
That's right. Your mother swears you were born in 1933.
But that's impossible. I was in high school at the time.
Mrs. Cooper, maybe you'd better have your mother send us another affidavit.
Oh, but that'll take another 3 or 4 days. Do we have time, Mr. Atterbury?
No, no, that's too late. Well, I guess I'll just have to go without you, Liz.
You will not.
Look, Rudolph. Call your secretary and find out what's the last boat we can take. Find out.
George, if I was born in 1933, we were married when I was 7 years old.
You must have had an interesting childhood.
Hello, Miss Williams. This is Mr. Atterbury. Would you check something for me, please? What's the last boat we can take to get to the banker's convention? Yes, boat. How else would you get there? What? It is? Oh, gas! Goodbye.
How much time do we have, Mr. Atterbury?
All the time you want.
What do you mean?
I made a little mistake about the location of the convention.
Do you mean?
Yes. It is in Paris, Illinois.
Oh, no!
Yes, Lucille, where do we go tonight?
Tonight, Robert, we go to the halls of justice where you are on trial and I am your attorney. A little legal music, please, Wilbur.
Order in the court. Who is the attorney for the defense?
I am, Your Honor. Want to make something of it?
Call your witness.
Robert Lamont! Robert Lamont! Hey, Bob!
Here I am.
Your name?
Robert Lamont.
Object!
Do you object? Why?
Just getting warmed up.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
I do.
There goes our case.
Proceed with the cross-examination.
I will prove without a doubt that my client was the victim of amnesia. Now tell the court, in your own words, what happened.
That night I had a funny dream.
That night, I had a funny feeling in my head, and the first thing I knew, I was standing in the middle of a grocery store.
Go on, Sonny.
There was $1 million on the counter, right next to a box of Jell-O. I took the money and ran out of the store.
Just a minute. Do you mean to tell me there was a box of Jell-O on the counter and you took the $1 million and said, Gad!
Well, yes, I...
Jell-O with its 6 delicious flavors? Strawberry, raspberry, carrot, lemon, and lime.
That's right.
Jell-O that makes you think of the real ripe fruit. It's
salt with the flavor that's locked in and can't get out of your first delectable spoonful.
Didn't you look for the
box? Thank you, Your Honor. I'm all right now. Red letters on the box.
Yes, I did.
Your Honor, any man who would take $1 million when he could have had a box of Jell-O doesn't have amnesia. I'd like to change our plea to rip-roaring insanity.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The parts of Mr. and Mrs. Atterbury were played by Gail Gordon and B. Benaderet. Liz's mother was played by Sarah Selby. The part of the clerk was played by Jerry Hausner.
You know something? Your coffee dollars last longer when you buy instant Sanka coffee. Because a jar of the new improved instant Sanka costs a good third less than a pound of most ground coffees. It costs less and it gives you more. Besides a new wonderful flavor, instant Sanka offers you freedom from caffeine effect. And if the caffeine in coffee upsets your nerves or sleep, you know what a priceless advantage that is. Try it. Economical instant Sanka coffee.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by... The name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods. Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
For a couple weeks now, I have been telling you that we are nearing the end of our run that has taken almost 2 years of My Favorite Husband. Now, it turns out that one of our few remaining episodes was mislabeled and turns out to be one that we have already listened to. So here's what all this means. We only have 2 more weeks to enjoy Lucy on My Favorite Husband. On the bright side, however, in 3 weeks, we will begin listening to the Bickersons on Mondays. The Bickersons stars Donna Meachie and Francis Langford. Those of you who have been listening to Bob Hope for the Pepsodent Show on Wednesdays are very familiar with Francis Langford because she was a regular on his show for years, and she left his show to star in her own show, The Bickersons, which when we begin The Bickersons in 3 weeks, I'll give you more information about Francis Langford and Donna Meachie, and also a bright new star who begins on The Bickersons, which the show is actually not called The Bickersons when it starts. It's actually called Dream Time. But anyway, we'll get into that. But a young Danny Thomas. So lots of good stuff coming up with The Bickersons in 3 weeks. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband, one of the two remaining. And check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Donate button to donate via PayPal on a single-time basis, or you can click on the Become a Patron button and support our show on a regular basis. Either way is greatly appreciated because it keeps us on the air and bringing these quality comedy shows from old-time radio right in to your phone or computer or however you get this podcast. Until next time, in the words of Salvador Dali, have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it.